And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to the Green Room.
Welcome to Arizona, to In the Green Room, and I'm Kinga.
I'm Quita.
I'm Diane.
And we, woo-hoo, of course, are with In the Green Room. Green. You guys know the motto. It's saving the planet one show at a time. And this is an exciting week because there's so much going on. We've got Thanksgiving. We've got Black Friday. We've got Cyber Monday coming up. Diane just came in from out of town.
And she's going to tell us about all the sustainable tips and everything she saw
and
when she was out of town.
Singing for us tonight.
Tonight, a cappella. Uh-huh. We've got Diane Getz singing, woo, in the house.
I think Kinga's more excited than you are, Diane. What do you think?
She probably is.
Right? Because you probably got the butterflies that we don't have to have.
Yeah. And we've got a famous, famous attorney in town from, he's a PI, private investigator, personal injury.
Oh, okay. Close enough. Private investigator.
He might do that too.
David Shapiro.
Yes. Very happy to be here.
David's in the house, and David is going to be talking about, he's telling us that Green, this whole industry has really changed things, but they're doing their part and to help you protect your rights, which we definitely have to do, right?
Absolutely.
And then we can't forget we've got Miss Madre Vanderwagen and Steve Kellogg in the house. And
welcome.
If you guys saw, we were actually talking on Facebook this morning. They have been talking about saving time, saving money, saving the environment, all in one box is what they tell us.
And they're healing everybody with what their product is. And well, that's our little teaser. We'll tell you later when they're over here talking to us.
Well, and it's exciting. That's so sustainable. We're talking health and what they're talking about. It's really, it just changed their whole lives. And we're excited to tell you guys because we really believe this lifestyle may change yours too.
They believe they're alive because of the product. They both had some illnesses and we'll talk about that when we get them over here in these chairs. And
yes.
Diane, we want to hear about your trip.
Well, back from New York.
New NYC. York City!
There's something about it. It's special, that's for sure. And, okay, so I did notice that I flew United Airlines, which I usually don't fly.
Why? Why don't you?
Well, just because, I mean, I'm usually on Southwest because I'm bebopping here and there. But this was a long flight. Took United. And they were awesome. And they have a program called the Eco Skies. Eco Skies. You
really?
Know, because they're up in the sky and it's eco and all that. So they had the little, you know, when you ask for a drink, they gave you a glass of water, what have you, in a little cup that was plastic, but it was like a special biodegradable plastic and it was a recycled plastic. And then they've got, you know, they come down the aisles and they've got it all sectioned off with different bags that pick up newspapers and different bags. So it's all separated right then and there rather than just throwing it all in a big pot and having somebody do it later. So I thought that was really cool. And then the hotel I stayed at was on the Upper East Side. It's called the Surrey Hotel, which I love. It's boutique. And
I've heard of that hotel.
Yeah, it's really cool. They have, I mean, this is nothing new, but I think it's great that they have the all off button as you leave the room. Everything goes off. The whole entire room, everything off.
So
you don't have to go around.
Sustainable.
Yeah, because
it's not wasting.
I mean, aren't we all lazy, especially when we're on vacation? We're not going to go turn off that lamp
especially
and go back to this.
You can't find the lights in any hotel.
Yeah, you're not paying for
That's
it. You're just like, whatever. So I love that. It's right next to where you exit the room and you hit all off, done.
I love
so
it.
I
so
love
you don't
that.
Forget. That's great.
And then the other thing I thought was cool, which is probably a money saver for the Surrey.
Which is sustainable
also,
for saving money.
Yeah,
makes
sustainable
us happy.
For the Surrey, but then also sustainable for our environment, having to do with trees. But back in the day, you stayed at a hotel and you'd receive a newspaper.
Right.
And this hotel, you have to request a newspaper. They'll gladly bring you one, and you have your choice of papers. but you have to request it, which that's is so awesome. Smart. So like all the other times I used to travel, it's like I'd walk out and I'd see all these rooms with papers and half the time, I mean, who nobody has time? Reason. And nobody reads a newspaper that. Anymore no. anyway. So
you go online. You read your news online.
Right. It, right. So right. I you love go that. Online. I thought that's really smart. Again, I'm sure they have people that in the hospitality business or the hotels that are like thinking of ways to save money, but it also benefits the environment and what we're all about. So I love that.
That's amazing.
I love those tips, right?
Oh,
do,
absolutely.
Do you travel a lot?
Actually, it's funny that Denise mentions that because literally I just got back from Las Vegas and I did not have such a great stay at my hotel.
Where'd you stay?
Cosmopolitan, which I usually love. And they've actually reached out. I have like 10 emails from them apologizing for everything that happened. But I will say they also had the all off and all on button. And they were exchanging, they, you know, encourage you to reuse your towels. Mm-hmm. They reminded you about the water consumption. Obviously in Las Vegas, very similar to here in Scottsdale and in Arizona, we have water shortage. Mm-hmm. And so they were, you know, consistently reminded everybody to be mindful of their water usage. But I thought the all off thing was great as well. And I thought that every time we left the room, we pushed all off.
And so you're probably paying attention to it, those kinds of things more because of our show.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of people saying it's all about awareness. And once you get aware, it just becomes contagious.
Right.
You feel that?
Absolutely. And I love that companies are taking the responsible approach to recommending to all their consumers and users, look, we all are in this together and let's make the planet a little better. And so they do small things that may not make, you know, one person can't change it, but in terms of together as a collective effort, we make a huge difference.
And that's what our show is about.
Absolutely.
You're speaking our motto.
I love it.
Saving the planet.
One show at a time.
Yes. Yes. Good job.
King of loves that motto. You don't understand. When we're out, right? We're saying it and saying it and saying it, but it's so catchy and it's just so true.
It is so true.
It's
and you can
true.
Almost so relate it to anything. It's like saving the planet one song at a time, one food at a time.
Right.
You know?
Right. I love it.
One friend at a time. Making new friends is so sustainable because if this world's, if you make friends with new people and make somebody that's sad happy, that they turn around and they're kinder to people. Mm-hmm. And that just trickles, the trickle.
Right. Pay it forward.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Absolutely. Especially with our environment.
Exactly. So, Quita, how was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. I did not
have...
Oh,
I know you did.
No, don't start, Kinga.
She was just with hubby.
Yes, we did not have the kids this weekend, and it was a nice little break. And we had a nice little date night. The first night we had date night at home. Okay, so I love to dance. I love, love, love dancing, and I could dance all night, wherever. It doesn't even matter what type of music it is.
Me too.
And you are a great dancer.
Me too.
Me too. Me too.
Because it's happy, right?
I think I'm good.
Right, well...
It doesn't
somebody
matter
here
what
has,
everybody else thinks.
As long as you're not doing the Elaine dance from Seinfeld, I think you're in good shape.
I don't know. That one is entertaining, so.
It's very entertaining. That's true.
But, yeah, so I like to dance a whole lot, and sometimes it's hard to get hubby out to the club. You know, we don't, you know, the club is sometimes hard. So, anyways, it was the cutest thing. I come out of the bedroom, and he had the music playing, and he's like, let's have the club at home. And, oh, we just danced.
The club at
home. And, yes, but it was so nice because we danced, and we ordered food, and there were no interruptions. Mom. So we had a really.
And, by the way, she did let me know. Quita said she texted me. Now, by the way, we are alone this weekend. So if I don't answer your text, that's why.
Okay. I want you guys, I wish you could see her whole
don't
body
call
language.
Me.
I did tell her don't call me because I'm not answering.
Right.
But her whole body language was too funny because is that how my text read? Oh, don't call me.
Right.
You'll be bothering me.
That's amazing.
And I have to tell you, I was good. I didn't call
she
you or
did
text
not
you
call
once.
Me. It was very impressive. I was very, very proud. I was.
Respect the text.
I did.
The text. Nice.
So it was good. And then we did a little hike and we rode our bikes all the way downtown. There was a pizza fest happening. It's so nice. It's festivals like every weekend and the weather right now. It's so gorgeous. So why not be outside?
It's perfect weather.
Yes.
Beyond perfect.
So nice.
Yes.
So where'd you go clubbing?
No need to drive.
There you go.
We clubbed at home.
Oh, at home exclusively. I thought that was the name of the
just
club.
The that kind of idea.
I thought the club was called
you
home.
Need to, like,
I missed
show
that.
Show us how to do that. Right. Put it online and show it like a YouTube of how you do it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Set it up and like.
And just start dancing. Just, okay.
Put your own music.
David doesn't know this. David Shapiro doesn't know this, but we dance every show.
Got it.
And we've always had live music, but Diane is going to be singing for us.
Yes.
So we have to be.
And we're going to be soulful. We'll be your music, Diane.
Craig will put on.
Well, we can call it. We can create a new nightclub. It's going to be called Home. Diane will be our entertainment. We will be the lead dancer, and King and I will drink and watch everybody
see?
Else.
This could be the new
Cheers.
Thing.
Yeah. Water, of
By the
course.
Way, I didn't hit you a drink yet. Would you like something?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Okay, because Julie, our general manager,
is back in town too. To
she's back in town. Welcome. She was in Toledo, and she's back. So we missed you. Thanks for helping me today. Thank you.
Kinga kissed everybody. Hey, and then, and you've done some hiking, and your weekend was good. And
okay, let me think. My weekend was great. I got to spend some time with Chet. I got to spend some time with Rachel.
That's so funny. I'm like, I didn't have to spend time with my kids. And you're like, I got to spend time with my kids.
My favorite thing to do is spend time with my kids, honestly. So, and they know it. So
I love my babies. They're babies right now.
But I'm single right now. So, you know, and when you're in a relationship, like Diane and Quita are happily married, you got to put your spouse first.
Yes. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
To keep the relationship happy. Absolutely. So, so right now my first loves are my kids and I like it that way. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So I did my hiking. In fact, I hiked today. I'm trying to think. What else did I do? I'm looking for a new home.
Ooh.
So I was doing that because my house sold so quickly. Wow. I mean, it was on the market like 6 weeks and boom.
Yeah, it is.
It's so anyway,
well,
it's
I'm still going to see it at Starbucks, right?
Oh, gosh,
okay.
Yes.
You're not going to
see
Starbucks.
Oh, no.
Can't
no,
do that.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. You'll still see me at Starbucks,
all right.
Yes.
All right.
In Hilton Village if you want to see us. And I'm trying to think what else.
I know, I didn't hear from Kinga either, and I thought she either lost her phone or she's dead.
Oh, that's what happened. Thank you.
So it wasn't personal
okay,
to me.
Okay, I'm glad you just mentioned that. Yeah. Some friends
Busted.
That are listening
yeah.
right now, yeah. they're in town from Canada, these guy friends of mine, they're just friends, but it's so sweet.
Nice disclaimer. Just friends. That was good.
She's dating. You got to put the disclaimer.
Right.
That's right. And she knows. My phone's lighting up. I can't even get answered back to people. But so... long story short, they're super fun, and we went out and had a good time. So frequenting sustainable places, and, you know, I was spreading the green motto to everybody. They think our show is really cool in Canada. So
Love it.
That's it.
And
so
we want to hear from you guys, too, with Thanksgiving coming up. We want to hear how are you celebrating? How are you being green with your celebrating? Whether it be how you compost your leftovers, blah, 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 all of the above. We want to hear from you guys. So you know our Facebook page. It's inthegreenroom.green. You can listen live or you can watch all of our archive shows just with that website.
And everybody right now, if you're with your phone close by, if you could share the show tonight, share it right now. Don't wait because you might forget. And then comment and tell your friends to share.
Yep.
Because we're spreading the green love through the world. This is a worldwide show on the Star Worldwide Network. And if we don't share, we can't get more people involved in really recycling and you know, not being wasteful and being more minimalistic.
Good job.
Yes. Nice. Thank you. And you know, all these people that are like scraping their homes. They have these big, beautiful, grandiose homes in my neighborhood, and it's like they scrape them. I don't think that's very sustainable. I think, Diane, you and I talked about that, you know, people have to stop doing that because it's so wasteful. Or you see a hotel, like, it looks so beautiful, and then they almost tear it down and remodel it, but it still looked good.
Right.
I don't know. We need to be more European style, how they build something, and it just stays, and you know.
Thousands of
Reuse
years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Reuse. Repurpose.
That's exactly.
100%.
You've been to Europe?
I have. And it's unbelievable. In fact, I mean, when we were in Italy for our honeymoon, my wife and I, which we love, great food.
What's your wife's name?
Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah. How long are you married?
2.5 years.
Okay.
May 24th, 2015 is our wedding day.
That's nice.
That's pretty good. I wasn't even a hesitation on that anniversary day when I rehashed it. Anyways.
Love that.
When we were in Europe, everything, small portions, everybody walks, everybody's on much smaller vehicles or Vespas, much more cosmopolitan, people sharing rides, carpooling, much more awareness in the European cities than I've noticed, at least in a lot of the American cities.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we have a totally different culture, but I think we certainly could learn a lot from these other cities.
Improve.
And my sister lives in San Francisco, and I think in San Francisco especially, they are adopting a lot of the European approach to... I mean, that's where Uber and Lyft and all these companies have come out of, in which they're promoting sustainability. It's pretty pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad you're mentioning that, because I've been lucky enough to spend a lot of time in Europe, and it's definitely evident that they are doing more about recycling and, you know, like you're saying, not wasting and the walking. And so thank you for pointing that out.
Absolutely.
So let's talk more then about here, because you say this whole green movement is really changing the industry when it comes to lawyers. And I think this affects all of us, whether you've been in an accident or seen an accident or know somebody who's been in an accident. A lot of us don't know our rights.
Unfortunately, and it's unbelievable how many calls I get, even each day, of people who were in an accident 2.5 years ago. Well, you only have 2 years to file, generally. In certain cases, if for example, it was a city employee that hit you by a city bus, if it's a municipality, you only have 180 days to file your notice of claims. Oh. If you're working and you get injured at work, you can file your workman's comp, but you also, if for example, if you were working on a machine at work and the machine broke, you were injured by the defective machine, you could mount a product defect claim while you were at work. At the same time, that claim will extinguish after 1 year, not 2 years. So a lot of people don't know their rights. So the best thing you can do is contact an attorney right after whatever kind of accident or injury you sustained, because you don't know your rights. If you were pulled over and arrested, most likely most people would contact a criminal defense attorney right away to protect their constitutionally protected rights, including the Fifth Amendment. Well, just like if you're a criminal defendant or accused of being a criminal and had charges mounted against you, if you're injured in some sort of incident, I don't like to use the word accident necessarily, because an accident implies that nobody's at fault.
And good point.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good point.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Wait,
a lot of people
can
say
you remind our listeners what your law firm is, where it is?
David Shapiro Law. The website is ShapiroLawAZ.com, located in Scottsdale, Arizona, at Lincoln and Scottsdale Road. If you live in Scottsdale, you'll know it's basically right behind Sumo Maya, which is a Mexican-Asian restaurant.
I ate there last night.
Okay. So my office is right behind where you ate last night. You could have thrown me a cocktail from the patio.
But whether you're here or you're in a whole nother state, you still have advice that you can use wherever you
are. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously the statute of limitations and things like that, the specific laws are different in each state. And I've actually done jury trials in other states, including, for example,
you can do other states?
In January, I was retained on a case in Atlanta.
Wow.
And so I had to try a case in Atlanta. So
you're a trial lawyer?
I'm a trial lawyer. So
okay, that I didn't know.
And I will take the case all the way to trial.
Exciting.
I'm not afraid of an insurance company. I work with experts across the United States in all kinds of fields, whether if it's a tire defect case, whether it's a medical malpractice case, whether it's a seatbelt case, any kind of case in which
a seatbelt, like maybe a seatbelt went wrong.
Correct. Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So there's all kinds of different areas, but the basic concept is if you're in some sort of incident, contact an attorney right away, because you don't know your legal rights. Witnesses can die or disappear, or forget what they saw in some sort of incident or collision. In addition, tire marks, those get kind of paved over, or if the street gets repaved, those will disappear. And if the police didn't do a proper accident reconstruction, that evidence may get lost.
So it's urgent. It's urgent to get to your attorney immediately.
Absolutely. If it's a baby seat case, I've seen that before, where a child was injured badly because the baby seat, car seat, did not protect the child properly.
Oh, gosh.
The car ended up getting totaled by the insurance company, the car seat with it, and we were never able to mount a case against the manufacturer of the car seat because it was gone. Same with a tire. So it's critical. You just don't know. The worst thing that an attorney can tell you is, look, I have looked at all the facts and all the evidence, and I've talked to this witness or that witness, and I just don't know that I can make a case. And you can either try again with another attorney, or you don't end up pursuing it. But at least you had the opportunity with all the evidence available at the earliest time possible. Plus, the last thing you want to do is contact an attorney 3, 6, even 7 months before your statute expires.
Yeah.
And they say, and then the attorney feels pressured because they have to work very quickly. So it's always best to contact somebody right away.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know all this. I mean,
most people don't know this.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
I have this on my website. Literally, don't lose your case to time. Mm. And that means so much.
The time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence.
And I want to remind people that are listening that David Shapiro, personal injury lawyer here, is helping people. I mean, how awful if, you know, your relative or your friend or your loved one is in an accident and they need that hero to come in and fight for them. And that's what you do.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
saving the planet.
Well, you say, though, that a lot of people have issues with suing. Not in my world. I hear people all the time. Are you going to sue? Are you going to sue? Are you going to sue?
Right.
But you say it's opposite.
Well, it's interesting. I had a conversation with somebody a couple weeks ago, and he said, I don't want to sue. I don't want to sue. And I said, listen, I 90% of my time, I will kind of take the other side and say, look, do you really want to sue? Do you really want to go through litigation? It is nasty. People think, oh, I'm injured. I'm going to get a bunch of money. Well, let me tell you, that's not how it works. Even a case with all the facts, with great law, with a fair judge and a great shot and a fair defense attorney on the other side, it's still, you're trying to get an insurance company or a large corporation to shell out money. They will fight, and they will fight hard. They will bring 2, 3, 4 lawyers, 5 firms. I've seen it all. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge fight, and so you really have to think twice before pursuing it. But you should always contact somebody. And again, what you don't want, a lot of people, Quita, I understand there are people that, unfortunately, they think, oh my gosh. I mean, I've had ridiculous phone calls, and I've said, please don't call my office again, because people want to, you know, they want to sue because the movie popcorn wasn't good. I mean, that's ridiculous. And that, unfortunately, those kinds of examples create bad media, which the media then, insurance companies have huge marketing firms that make all kinds of ads that imply that trial lawyers are ruining the American economy, that businesses can't compete, that physicians can't administer medicine because of malpractice costs. Mm-hmm. Those things, and they use these unfortunate bad apples as examples, and that really hurts the credibility of our profession. But let me tell you, our system is amazing. It's the best in the world. It's the envy of the
America.
World. I mean, honestly, we have it in the Seventh Amendment. You are guaranteed to a trial by jury. So you don't have any kind of, you don't have a judge making decisions on the merits of your case, other than basic motion practice, but you are entitled to a trial by your peers. And that's beautiful. That's unlike anywhere else in the world except for the common law state or countries such as England and Australia.
I love your positive attitude.
So we need to embrace what the founding fathers, Washington, Jefferson, Adams, you know, preached and talked about and actually inscribed in our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. So,
I also think, David, kind of what you're also representing is, you know, trying to mitigate the irresponsibility of companies that have a product that is, you know, put out there poorly, such as my example tonight, even though I'm not looking to sue, but I would like the company to change their packaging because I've cut my finger 3 times on this cat food packaging because it's plastic and aluminum top. And, you know, unless I'm really paying attention, I mean, 3rd time. And I mean, I went all the way to New York. And I mean, there's nothing worse than a really deep paper cut type of thing.
Oh, it's
but
awful.
If you've cut your finger on like aluminum or can, I mean, it hurts like the Dickens.
And, it does.
And it does.
I mean, you could cut my whole leg off and it wouldn't hurt as bad as that, you know? Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm not looking.
No,
I'm
it's
not
a great,
looking
no,
it is a great point.
At
Denise,
it. Yeah, but I mean, that's, Denise, I mean, you guys Diane. Are there to represent people to, you know, to stop companies or change the way they do things or whatever to protect the consumer.
Exactly. And so, I mean.
And that's being a hero.
Denise, exactly.
David Shapiro.
And, you need a hero, call Shapiro.
is that your slogan?
I like that.
It's one
now.
Of my slogans. Yeah, it might be now. Yeah.
It is.
Well, actually, and Diane is making a really, really good point here, though.
Yes, she
what
is.
Advice do you have for people who, I'm not necessarily wanting to sue, I don't necessarily want money, but I want change. So what's that process? What do I do?
So, okay, let's talk about Diane's example. Because Diane did talk to me about that, and I told her, look, I agree with you, it's wrong, but let's change the facts a little bit. Let's imagine, in Diane's scenario, it wasn't Diane. It was an infant or a very young child who was just trying to get some cat food for their little cat, for the baby or, you know, young toddler's cat. Mm-hmm. And that piece of dangerous plastic opened an artery and something really bad happened.
Good point.
That's what we're talking about. So Diane was 100% correct to bring that to talk about that with me. And obviously the company should be notified, because while Diane may not, you know, initiate a lawsuit, it will help the company to hopefully know that they were made aware of something dangerous that could potentially cause much more catastrophic consequences than a paper cut, which, albeit it's bad. So,
but how do you get them to listen? How do you get to the right person?
Unfortunately, you have to, they need to be pushed. So if you remember, I do a fair amount of tire litigation. I've done multiple tire cases.
What do you mean tire?
Like, so defective tires.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
there's been an accident.
In the late 1990s, I don't know if you folks recall, I'm sure you do, there was a crisis amongst Ford Firestone. And the Firestone tires were basically failing at highway speeds, particularly in hot climates such as Arizona and California. And it turned out that there was a lack of oversight by our government in the testing standards for motor vehicle tires, particularly light truck and passenger tires. And so these tires were failing at incredible amounts. And trial lawyers like myself and my peers across the United States were filing individual claims. But to go after the tire companies, you have to sign confidentiality agreements to get the documents that prove your defect. And then when you settle the case, you have to sign a settlement confidentiality agreement with the tire company. So nobody really there's no sharing of information. And ultimately, it came out that hundreds of people were being killed by these defective tires. And they finally, Congress took a ton of testimony from various manufacturers who, of course, said there was nothing wrong with the tires. And fortunately, some, you know, really good regulations of the tire industry were passed. But there still is a lot more work to be done. So that's one of the ways, Quita, to answer your question. It's a long answer.
It's a good answer. We want good answers.
That's kind of what it comes down to. I mean, if you think about the history of the United States, especially since the Industrial Revolution, we've had major overhaul of our clean water, our clean air. We've had airbags required in motor vehicles, seatbelts, warnings on cigarettes. It was not that long ago where cigarette manufacturers and tobacco manufacturers and companies denied that they knew that cigarettes cause cancer. And if any of you have seen The Insider with Al Pacino and the guy from The Gladiator,
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe played the insider and he worked for the tobacco company, and he exposed them on 60 Minutes. It was a whole mishigas, but essentially, it was the same kind of thing where the companies were denying that they did anything wrong until they were pushed against the wall. And the trial lawyers were basically the same with seatbelts and airbags and the Ford Pinto. I mean, we've had a consistent history of large companies trying to skirt responsibility for the harm that they cause. And it's our job as trial lawyers to really pave the way for, hopefully, more meaningful, smart oversight from our government.
Well, and that's the thing. How do we compete, though? You've got us, the little guy, and you've got these big companies you're talking about, and you're saying contact lawyers. But I think a lot of the fear that people have is, but lawyers cost money.
Yes.
So how do you get around that?
So the good thing is, lawyers like myself, absolutely, we do not charge an hourly rate. We charge a flat contingency fee. So we don't get paid at all unless we recover in your case. And so that kind of evens the playing field. It makes our job, you know, as the lawyer, a little bit more stressful, because we have to front all the costs for the experts. And we, again, we're not getting paid by the hour. So we're not getting that paycheck that most folks get and most attorneys get every couple weeks. But at the same time, the client understands, look, if you make a case for me, you will take a portion of the case, the settlement.
And you say you're making, because you're talking about costs and everything, you're making the world better by making it safer and our rights. But you say it's changed your industry, period, just bottom line. So how has it changed the industry, the green movement? What are you guys doing?
So my firm, what we do, like every day, my staff, we use the same cup from, for example, I work out at a health club called The Village. It's a couple streets over.
It's a nice health
club. It is a nice health club, okay? But they have these cups, these styrofoam cups.
Yeah. That needs to stop.
It does need to stop, but I will say the good thing is they're very durable, and I reuse it. I reuse that cup.
They need to stop having styrofoam.
Okay. Well, it's a bad example. But if I'm going to use it,
listen, can't go on against the lawyer. Yeah.
She did. It's a bad example. She outmaneuvered me.
Can you think about those ideas, and we'll tease everybody as they think about what they want to say next, because we've got Kit in the studio, and she came to play a song, and we have to cut to music right now.
Cut to music.
Oh, she cut you right off. Come on over, Kit. And while Kit's getting ready.
He'll be back and tell us more ideas in a minute. Okay,
Very interesting.
Well, Kit's getting ready. Come on over here with me, David. While Kit's getting ready. Because there is one thing I wanted you to get to say, because you said that we're not going to let you leave on the styrofoam comment, okay? Okay, but you did say that your company,
I have to tell you. Oh, go ahead.
All right. So, one of the other things we're doing is we're pushing to go almost entirely paperless. There's some things that we still have to have hard copies of, original fee agreements, original settlement agreements, but essentially, lawyers love paper, and unfortunately, even the ones that are like myself that are very conscientious of the environment, we use way too much paper, and so everything now is e-filed. So we have through the courts, especially in Maricopa County, we use a company called Turbo Court, and basically everything is filed electronically. All motions, all pleadings, all the depositions, and hundreds of pages or even thousands of pages of evidence can just be transmitted online for the judge, and then a lot of judges now, especially the younger ones, they love not having to print and waste all their taxpayer money. So they're looking at things electronically. And in addition, I'm using lots of, I use all kinds of different apps and Dropbox and things like that. So,
David, I have to agree with you. I just went through a divorce, and I can't tell you how many stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of paper that's so wasted. And I didn't read any of it that I was given, and I was charged thousands of dollars
for all those copies.
I never looked
for
at
copies
them.
For copies. And honestly, and now we use Dropbox and Adobe Pro,
so
people can sign electronically. We don't have to have like gazillion copies of the same page and the same piece of evidence. So it's trying to be more efficient to save our planet, really.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
All right, Kit. And you're helping save the planet one song at a time. Now, Kit, for those of you who don't know, it's Diane's baby.
My baby.
So we want to welcome you in the house. George, hubby's in the house, too. I see you over there. And Kit, what are you singing for us tonight?
Landslide by Stevie Nicks.
Oh, get it, Kit. All right,
Nicks
let's
fan.
See what you got.
Are you going to sing, too?
Not right now. I'm out of it now.
Go for it. Let's see what you got.
Took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills. Then a landslide brought down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I build my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older, and I'm getting older too. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I build my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older, and I'm getting older too. Mm-hmm. this love, take it down. If you climbed a mountain and you turn around, if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, then a landslide will bring me down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, then a landslide will bring me down. Oh, landslide will bring you down.
Have you been singing?
And one more song, I hope, at the end.
Put it on you, right? Coming up, you got time to think about it, but quickly tell us, how long have you been singing?
Since I was like five or six.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Six. Gorgeous voice, Kid.
You are so talented. Thank you so much. I hope we get one more song out of you.
And she didn't, and Kid wasn't really ready. She wasn't prepared, and I can't even tell. Right? Good job, Kit.
Incredible.
So we'll have her come back. It's a whole family affair because we've got Diane and Kit both coming back later on. Let them sit here. All right. And while we're waiting on our next guest, we want to talk about some sustainable facts that we've got, because you guys know every show we want to make sure you're learning something, which of course you're going to learn with our guests. But, you know, there are a lot of facts that a lot of us don't know really how bad we are really hurting the earth, right? Would you agree, Kinga?
Absolutely.
So one of them, and this was so interesting.
Let's
More than 50 species of animals have died off because of our impact on the earth. That's because of things we are individually doing.
And that's not acceptable.
It's unacceptable.
So we have
absolutely
to become aware right now and not waste one more day. We have to do our part. Everybody that you know that is, if they're not green, if they're not being sustainable, if they're being wasteful, you got to start making them aware, because I think the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And if we just keep talking and keep making people aware and just, you know, spreading that contagious green love, people will make changes.
Right. And I think that our next guests actually are doing a great, great example of that. They say they have wellness with green products for your home and your life. So they're saying make it a lifestyle. It's not let's go into this whole green movement because it's cool. It's a whole lifestyle. And you guys say it not only just changed your life, you think it saved your life. So we're talking
It saved their life.
It saved their
they
life.
Truly believe it saved their lives. And by hearing their compelling story, I believe it did too. So can you
introduce
yourselves?
So we've got
Marjorie
Vanderwagen and Steve Kellogg.
Yes, here we are.
Here we are. You guys say you are connecting us with really Mother Nature.
Yes, we are. And Marjorie will go into our story. But the message I guess I'd like to give is that I think of P.J. O'Rourke, the writer, who says, everyone wants to save the earth, but nobody wants to help mom with the dishes. and so our message today is one, you know, you don't have to save the earth, but you can start doing that by cleaning up your own life and doing it in the home, which is where we have the most control of things.
So you guys met, and you both had illnesses, and your product that you guys are now all involved with saved your life. How?
Well, number one, I just want to backtrack just a little bit so that you understand where we're coming from. I was diagnosed with breast cancer and was very, very ill after I had 9 weeks of radiation and was not able to leave the house for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
A year and a half. She didn't leave her home.
Could not leave the house. And I had my surgery in February, and that July, just a few months later, Steve had kidney failure and had immediately go on to dialysis, and we had to find our own living kidney donor. Not an easy thing to do.
But it has a happy ending.
But we have a fabulous ending.
Look at that smile.
I have to tell you, and you all were talking about your weekend, and I want to tell you about ours too. During this time, we went through a lot of people, but we found this wonderful young man came forward. And it turned out that it was a friend of Steve's that we hadn't seen in years. And he was our kidney donor, and he literally saved Steve's life. And
now he's become like a son, you told me.
He's just, well, they're like family to us. In fact, we just celebrated 2 years of him being well.
Yay!
And so we had
2 years.
So this is really exciting because we actually had brunch on Saturday morning with our donor, his wife, and his 2 darling daughters. And it is always a celebration. This is our 2nd year getting together to celebrate this joyous occasion. And one of the things that was kind of fun, and I'm just going to share this real quick, is that the daughters named Steve's kidney Tom and their dad's kidney Jerry. So we had a Tom and Jerry.
That's too funny. So tell us, what changed things? Because you guys, things were looking downhill. It was looking bad, fatal.
You both had cancer, no kidney.
Dialysis.
Dialysis, and now things are great. And why?
Well, we were really kind of dragging because we were having a really hard time getting back on track and getting healthy. And we had, you know, a lot of toxins in our body, and we were trying to figure out a way to get rid of it. And we put it out to the universe, and I said to Steve one morning, I said, you know, honey, we need to make a change, and we need to do something to detox us, to detox our house, and we've got to find a way to do this quickly. And when you put it out to the universe, the universe listens.
And I so believe that. What you think about, the positive thoughts that you put out there come back to you. I believe that. 100%.
We do too. And within 2 weeks, we were introduced to a manufacturing company that has all green products. They do not believe in any kind of chemicals, no chlorine, bleaches, no ammonias, none of that kind of thing. And we decided that we needed to make this change. And we stripped everything. When we used their laundry products, we stripped everything down to the mattress. We made such a huge change in our life. We sleep better. Steve no longer has sores on his back because we were using detergents that had chemicals and ammonia and bleaches in it, and it was literally eating our skin, and we were breathing it all night like everybody else is.
Because when your body's sensitive and you guys are trying to heal from cancer and your kidney failure, you're more sensitive to everything around you, correct?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And then we started on, I have never been able to take a vitamin in my life. And we knew we needed something. And this, they have the most fabulous plant-based vitamins. And I was actually able to take the vitamins and noticed a difference. And Steve noticed a difference very, very quickly.
You said within 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks, we already
saw. That is incredible. Two weeks?
Right, because all of a sudden we were getting nutrition into our body. And we weren't fighting all of the chemicals that we had been cleaning our house with. You know, you spray your bathroom shower. What do you inhale? All of those chemicals.
And I'm not cleaning ever again.
Oh, that was what she went to, not the products. I'm just not going to clean. And I kind of like that solution.
And your skin is your largest organ, too, right?
Exactly.
So your skin absorbs everything.
Everything. And even, you know, so we have the laundry changes and we've got the nutrition coming in. And we changed the soap that we wash our dishes with, because that all has chemicals in it too. So all that sits on the plate when you put your food on it again.
See, mm-hmm. Marjorie, you guys are really enlightening me, because I eat very clean. I don't eat anything out of a can. I'm all organic. I'm all healthy. But then all my detergents and all my cleansers they're not organic. I'm not doing that. So
right.
I'm probably, you know, I need to change that immediately.
Yes,
immediately.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's our whole goal, Steve and I, our whole goal of being involved with this movement of going green, biodegradable, and helping the planet, but also helping all of you people, because a lot of people need to be educated, and that's what we're all about. We're here to
awareness.
Exactly.
Saving the planet.
One show at a time. I told you she likes it.
All of our cleaning products are so pure that the FDA doesn't even require that we have childproof caps. And I heard you with your little owie boo. And, you know, you can have children crawling around on the floor, but if they've all been washed with chlorine bleach and all these formaldehydes and these nasty ingredients, They're picking it up on their hands, their knees, their bodies. And if you're, you know, using all of this in your laundry, these little people are having all these toxins, and they don't have that kind of immune system developed yet. So there are lots of things that can change.
And even the carpet that they're crawling on and all those chemicals that they come and clean your carpet with. I remember when my son, the camera guy right here, was a little baby. I left for a quick hike, and he was choking on carpet. He was eating the carpet, and the paramedics were at my house with my ex, and he said, "Get back here right now. Chet's not breathing." He had like carpet down his throat and up his nose and all that. So you know, they eat whatever they find.
They absolutely do.
It has to be natural, like what you're saying.
Yes, and they do. And pets are the same way. We have products for pets, because if you say that you spill something down, you know, when you're not green, you spill it, your pet, cat, dog, whatever, child comes up and licks on it, because that's what they do, you know.
And well, and you're bringing attention to something I think a lot of people don't pay attention to. We look at what we eat, but we're not necessarily looking at what's going in our body all of these other ways. Yes. You were a prime example. You had all this radiation and everything, so your immune system just was practically gone.
Gone.
So tell us about what fixed it.
Well, one of the things that we found, of course, is when we changed all of our laundry so that we no longer were wearing chemicals and we were no longer sleeping in chemicals, that made a huge difference for us, because that immediately changed Steve's skin, my skin, and then, of course, we are changing all of our everything that we use in the house, like when we spray the bathroom cleaning. There are no chemicals, and everything is plant-based, green. But then with the nutrients that we're taking, they're plant-based as well. And so they're absorbed into our body, and they're actually utilized and not just flushed right through our systems, as you know, if you're taking regular over-the-counter drugs or vitamins.
Vitamins that aren't quality, they just go right through you.
They just go right through.
Well, this is different, has a different aspect, too. They have a patented process that allows the minerals and vitamins and all the other ingredients to mimic plant-based foods. Because when it's in a plant, it's absorbed from the ground. It's naturally absorbed by the body. But when you buy stuff off the shelf, you're getting filler. You're getting all kinds of stuff. And a lot of that is not absorbed by the body. And so our company has developed a patented process that increases absorption.
How can we get your vitamins? I want them today.
Well, it's really very easy, because we are an online shopping club.
Which is more sustainable, because you're not wasting with all these stores. And
all of our products are very concentrated, so they come in very small containers. You add your own water. So again, it saves on gas, transportation. You know, all of our containers are biodegradable, so when you throw them away, they're not only smaller, but they're biodegradable. So, again, we're helping the planet in that area. And we're just all about helping people.
Something that you said to me.
What is the product called?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, that we're talking about. What is it called?
What we're talking about is the vitamin is called Peak Performance.
But what is the name of the company where people can order all these products?
Our company is called Solid Green Life.
Got it.
Solid Green Life. That's what everyone needs to know.
Right.
And how can they get a hold of you?
You can call. You can go to info@solidgreenlife.com and email us. You can give us a call at 602-541-4664.
What we do is we set you up with your own shopping account so that you can take the money that you're now spending at the grocery store and just transfer it over to online shopping, which actually saves you money. It's more convenient, a lot easier to do. So that is our model. We don't sell, we don't distribute products. We just set you up with your own account so that you can do what you like with it. Mm-hmm.
So you guys say, do you have a box? The box would last you for a month, and it has everything in there that
all
you need.
All the vitamins, all the minerals, right.
And it's
oils.
You take one in the morning, one packet in the morning.
One packet in the morning and one packet at night. They make it so easy for you. It says AM, PM, so you can't miss.
Okay, and what does that cost for that 1 month supply?
There are different packages, but the original package that we're talking about is about $72.
Okay.
Something Queenie doesn't know yet.
And that also has six different vitamins in it. It's not just one vitamin and mineral. It actually has things for your heart, your cholesterol, you know, your bones, joints.
Anti-inflammatory. It's a multiple angled approach with nutritions.
So something that Quita doesn't know yet is they offered us to come to their home sometime next week when it works for you. for us to Facebook Live. They have all these products at their house, and we can do a little demonstration, eat some of the little snacks they have, and you know, have it on film so everybody can see the products.
And you guys, it's more than just about the vitamins to get you healthy and whatever. Right here, we're looking at some chocolate they gave us earlier, and I think I ate more than anybody else.
Dessert.
But the good thing is the chocolate is supposed to help with weight loss, right?
Absolutely.
Fat burning.
It's a fat burning. It's a fat burning bar.
And you told us something a lot of people don't know is you don't eat that after you've already eaten. When is the best time to eat those fat burners?
Good question. I learned the hard way. You take it on an empty stomach 15 minutes before you're going to do any kind of exercise. I don't care if it's going to be gardening, cleaning your house, hiking, as you all do, biking, whatever. And it'll be effective for 2 hours. Wow. But I was drinking orange juice before I took it. Of course, what it did then was it burned my sugar instead of my fat.
Oh.
So
It burned something.
But okay, go ahead, honey.
There's another aspect of sustainability I just want to pass over very quickly, and that's economic sustainability. And as you know, most millionaires have multiple streams of income. What this program also offers, you can be a customer, and we love that. But it also offers an income stream, an additional income stream for those people that want to diversify and have a more sustainable income level. So that is an option.
So awesome. I know you showed me that package deal where you can spend like $2.99 and you get almost every single household product that you need, the food, the snacks, the vitamins. What else do you get in that for like $2.99, that starter pack?
You get, this is designed as a home conversion, and that's the upper end. Mm-hmm. We have lesser packages too. But that has got medicine cabinet items, soap, it's got toothpaste, it's got breath mints, it's got soaps of all kinds, cleaning products, vitamins. It has a
sports nutrition
home security package. It's got what they call the GC control, which is glucose control, which is affecting millions of people in this country who don't have control of their blood sugar.
And these are all things that you buy anyway?
These are things you buy anywhere.
And it's sustainable.
We don't want you to be buying new money. This mm-hmm. is all money that you already are spending in the store. And you're just changing over your purchasing.
And you're saving money because you're cutting out the middleman and you're being more sustainable. So let's all try to get their information and try to contact them and get these products. And we need to go to a song, and we've got to get David back on here.
Yeah, so this is awesome. We're going to throw everything on our website. We want to make sure everybody knows you guys are changing the world. How are you guys changing it? One product at a time? One vitamin at a time? One
one household at a time.
One household at a time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
And I hope you guys come back again.
We would love to.
And we'll come to your house and we'll film our little Facebook Live. So guys, tune in next week and watch us at their home.
And now we've got Miss Kit healing us one song at a time. Kit, what are you going to sing for us?
A Life That's Good by Lennon and Maisie.
Okay. Yay!
All
I'm
right.
So excited.
And hit it.
Sit and eat at night by the firelight. Should I don't need fame, no one to know my name at the end of the day. Lord, I pray I have a life that's good. Two arms around me, heaven to ground me, and a family that always calls me home. Four wheels to get there, enough love to share, and a sweet, sweet, sweet song at the end of the day. Lord, I pray I have a life that's good. Sometimes I'm hard on me when dreams don't come easy, I want to look back and say I did all that I could. Yeah, at the end of the day, Lord, I pray I have a life that's good. Two arms around me, heaven to ground me, and a family that always calls me home. Four wheels to get there, enough love to share, and a sweet, sweet, sweet song. At the end of the day, Lord, I pray I have a life that's good. Yeah, at the end of the day, Lord, I pray I have a life that's good.
You have a life that's good and a voice that's even better.
David, do you have any last thing to say about how you're sustainable?
That's a very tough act to follow. So, obviously, I've had the ability to listen to not just myself talk, because I do that all day long, but also everybody else. And I just think it's amazing how in all these different industries, all of our backgrounds, across all the spectrums of and walks of life, everybody's doing their part to be more green. I just hope that we can continue to reach more and more people. I really thank all three of you for having me on your show. It's been a true pleasure, and I hope you'll have me back.
Awesome. We want to thank all of our guests, of course, Mr. Dave and Marge and Steve, and of course, Kit, for giving us her lovely performance. Of course, we can't forget our main sponsors, Goodwill Industries. And hey, guys, don't forget our motto. We are out, saving the planet
one show at a time.
Thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.